What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Freedom of Mind. Hey, guess what? We got a throwback, if you want to call that, or, you know, we got Coco Brown over here again. She was in one of the early episodes of Freedom of Mind. How you doing, Coco?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Maintaining, surviving.
I know that's right. And we got a cool little show for y'all today. And hey, y'all, stay tuned. And y'all know what's next. Speak your mind. Very well here, y'all. Speaking my mind. Okay, y'all want to talk about the glue girl. And apparently, you know, she put glue in her hair. She put it out on TikTok, you know, that she did. And it's been reported. I don't know if it's definitively true, but she's put the glue on her hair for over a month or around a month, which is, you know, that's crazy, that's stupid. And but my think the thing that disturbs me about this situation obviously is the reception. Reception always irks me, always. And you know, people, it's like you're allowed to be dumb, but it depends on how dumb you are, right? Or the type of dumb things you do. There are certain things that you could do dumb that's accepted, and there's certain things you can't do that's dumb and that's not accepted. Right. Let me give y'all an example. So you got this little Uzi Vert guy, right? And I think that's his name. One of them stupid ass names. You know, one of them rappers, something them rappers be having. But he put a diamond on his forehead, and you know, he put a diamond. So obviously, that might possibly can affect your health. I don't know, but it, you know, you would think so. You put this shit on your damn forehead, and you can get infected, or it can be internal. Who knows, right? I think that was stupid as fuck. But the reception that I picked up on it was like, some people was like, maybe that's not the smartest thing. And then some people were justifying it like, oh, you know, he can do what he wants. It's his money and all this. But pretty much ultimately taking up for the guy, justifying it. And so he put, you know, this diamond, I believe it was, on his forehead, and it's permanently staying on his forehead, by the way. I mean, I don't know which one is worse. You know, is it somebody taking out their real teeth and putting nothing but gold in their mouth, and they gotta spray their mouth with some metal cleaner, or, you know, you like the Tin Man where you asking Dorothy to put some, you know, cause some water didn't got to it or whatever. And you know, you're like, yeah, you know, like the Tin Man and try to, I hope you go, you know, I don't know, you know, but, or you putting a diamond on your damn head and, you know, and then you going around and shining everybody to death. And, you know, you driving like your car, right. Looking like Dragon Ball Z or whatever, you know, just looking crazy. You know, maybe that's what he was thinking. I don't know. But, and I don't wish nothing on the brother. I hope the brother prospers and has good health. But would it be shocking if something happened to his health? No, it wouldn't. But hey, we got to take care of ourselves regardless. But back to the sister who did that silly shit to herself, right? But this is some of the reception that she received, right? All negative, you know, people talking about her, calling her dumb and stupid and all this, whatever. It's all over social media. It's even in news circuits, for God's sakes, right? We got more important things going on right now, whatever. You know, we got Trump going around who probably is going to finally be impeached. And we got this guy football player, 300 pounds, going around beating his girlfriend, and I guess he thought she was dead, and he was surprised that she was able to get out of the bathroom, and she walked out, and he was like, oh, you still alive? Allegedly. You know, but ain't nobody really talking about that, though. You know, but we talking about this child that put glue in her damn hair. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, it was dumb, it was stupid. And then people like really, because she apparently opened up a GoFundMe account, and people were upset about that, saying, oh, she doesn't deserve that, she's stupid and all this or whatever. But then you got that boy who shot these damn people in, I believe, Minnesota, right? Shot these damn people. Wasn't he supposed to even be there with that? Wasn't he supposed to have the gun? But yeah, he opened up a GoFundMe account. Anybody has shit to say about that? So again, it's like, what the fuck is going on with people? People accept some stupidity, but then other stupidity that they don't accept. No, it don't work like that, man. Stupidity is stupidity. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what it probably is I guess some people actually wish they put a fucking diamond on their goddamn forehead. That's probably what people really want. You know what I'm saying? And so they could go around looking like fucking idiots. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, going around looking like a, and then they turn around, and they, you know, everything around them look like a goddamn chandelier. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of this, y'all, but just kind of going back and forth with this, but pretty much the girl that opened up a GoFundMe account, the glue girl, hey, man, she wanted to get help, support. You know, I think she needed the money for her to help get a surgery or to help her, you know, get her hair out and recover and all that. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I honestly don't. If anybody is willing to give somebody some money to help them out, I don't see anything wrong with that. It's called support. And that's something that people don't give black folks. People don't give black folks support. We supposed to just automatically just survive just out of the thin fucking air, right? So that's just what it is, y'all. Hey, I'm speaking my mind, y'all, and you speak yours. All right, we got current events, or you want to call it current mess, celebrity mess, social media mess. Pretty much, you know, we got this little stuff going on or whatever, right? I probably want to really mainly touch on Trump. You know, I like to pick on Trump on this show for those regular listeners. Also, I want to touch on this Kobe situation. I know he's dead and, let you know, may the man rest in peace, but we got to figure out what happened, y'all. We got to get to the bottom of it. And I'm a little irritated with some of the biasism and justification, right? So pretty much the other day, you know, the news was saying that local authorities did a investigation on the incident that ultimately got Kobe Bryant and others on a helicopter killed, including the pilot. And they aiming more towards it was the pilot's fault, right? Because it was just too damn foggy to be going out there in that damn weather. And then they said that pretty much he freaked out and he ended up crashing, you know, on into the hill. And people were like actually blaming Kobe, you know, for, you know, saying that, oh, you know, he's a high profile guy and he kind of pressured the pilot into, you know, flying and all this and said, you don't knock it the fuck off. Because ultimately it's the pilot's call. Because I tell you this, if it was me, Kobe coming at me, he like, you know, I own this helicopter and you know, you need to fly this. I don't give a fuck, Kobe. You know why? First of all, you put my life at risk and you got me fucked up. This shit right here we got going on right now with this fog, we can't see, bro. Bro, I wouldn't even go out, even if we was out on the road driving, I wouldn't even be driving you right now. Sure hell ain't flying no goddamn helicopter in that shit. You tripping, bro. If you want to fire me or whatever, hey, go ahead. I don't give a fuck. I'm a pilot. Homie, I got a license. I can get any fucking job I want. Get the fuck out of here. Sorry, bro. You the main man and all, but it is what it is. What you think about that, Coco?
Of course, the professional side would always be a big no-no because of the fog, but also there's children involved. There were other people on the helicopter. It doesn't matter who you are. Safety is always first. But they also shouldn't blame Kobe for this mishap. May he rest peacefully, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little ticked off, but excuse me, by it, because mainly the reception, man, that we give people. And people are like, oh, big deal, so what? You know, it is what it is. No, but you're around these people every damn day. You're around people who think like this. You're around people who want to cover up. Because I told them, you know what I'm saying? Because I saw it on ABC News posted this on Facebook. And I look at the receptions, y'all. And I'm looking at how people react. Because it represents how they really are. Because when people go on social media, they can go and they can create a fake profile or whatever. But then when they do that, they really express how they really truly feel. Because they can fucking run and hide, right?
Oh, yes. It creates a forum for it.
Mm-hmm. So they get on there and they really express how they feel. So since this guy was a white guy, this is what I speculate. Since he was a white guy, the pilot was. You know, a lot of white people want to take up for this motherfucker and be like, and want to brush off what happened. Like, oh, you know, Kobe died. Get over it and all this or whatever. It's the past. You know what I'm saying? But if it was a black guy, people would have been all over it. And they wouldn't have been stopped talking about it. They would have went on with the investigation and it wouldn't have took them a goddamn year to do it. So, you know, this is what we have. So I'm just a little annoyed by that. Okay, another news. So we got this impeachment situation going on right now with Mr. Trump, Mr. Toupee himself, and so they're going on with the process, and I believe that they're going to proceed with the trial, and they're talking about his lawyer, you know, had the opening statements, and he was just saying a bunch of irrelevant stuff, and then, you know, Twitter completely bans Trump from their stuff, and people have something to say about that. And what you think about that, Coco? You know, like, what you think about this? First of all, what do you think about the Trump ban? You know what I'm saying? Do you think that's you think that's appropriate by Twitter? You know, because due to the people say, oh, you know, it's freedom of speech, and you know, he was the most powerful man, and that's not setting a good example. What you think about that?
Well, just like they put people in Facebook jail.
That part, I said. That's what I said.
He is a human being,
mm-hmm.
First and foremost. Regardless of how much money you have, how much success you have, you're a human being first. You shouldn't want to rant and rave on any social media platform anyways. And to have that much power, it's really sad that he's utilizing it in a negative way in the first place. But to ban him, I would say suspend, maybe. But freedom of speech is, you know, set in stone in this country. So that still has to be put in place. But as far as him getting impeached and the whole trial, I'm glad it's happening. Light needs to be shed on this dim situation. This guy is a complete idiot. He's an ignorant buffoon. It's definitely something wrong with him. Those who follow him, I don't know what your motives are. I don't know what your beliefs are. I don't know why you choose to follow someone who has a third grade education. But hey, to each is their own. I just know that hopefully this time a real result can happen as far as him getting impeached, and even more hopefully down the line, you know. Hey, that's me, Coco Brown.
She's keeping it short and sweet. Okay, all right. Well, let's go back to the Twitter ban. I'm glad that he got banned from Twitter. He's bad for Twitter. First of all, you're too goddamn old any damn way. I mean, literally, he is a senior citizen. Hey, anybody can get on there and do what they want, but it's like, it just, first of all, it just looks like you're the president. You use the Twitter as a personal diary.
It looks bad.
It does, man. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're 75 years old and you're on Twitter. Hell, you tweet more than me.
I don't even have a tweet.
Twitter.
What is it called? A Twitter. Twitter. Right. I don't have one.
This guy, first of all, that's crazy. If Morgan Freeman was tweeting all the damn time, people would be all over him. What the hell's wrong with him? But since it's their buddy, people ain't got nothing to say about that. It's ridiculous. Also, people do have things to say about that, but his supporters don't. But anyhow, and he puts a lot of his little personal business on there, his moves on there and all that or whatever. Pretty much when he's going to the bathroom, he's going to take a shit, how he feels about this and that. I mean, he puts every damn thing on that Twitter. Well, he did, But...
Oh, like you said, he uses it as a personal diary. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do that. It's just his are more publicized because of who he is.
And if you're, like, the enemy... Oh,
that's
exactly. You know
smart
all his moves.
Of course.
Russia, North Korea, whatever, whatever. One of those countries is like, oh, I know what he's about to do. He's about to do this right now. Okay, cool. But in this case, American citizens knew what his moves were, right? And they went and attacked the Capitol. So, that is not good. Him leading these people, instigating these people to do what they do. Granted, these people already felt this way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always rant about how people really feel about us and they need to stop being scary and just... They need to be honest with themselves and fix their issue. And like I say, it's inspired by racism. It really is. That Capitol crap. And, Trump got some issues too. So that's what they really need to do instead of taking that out on the damn Capitol. So, going around trying to do some kind of new world order anarchy type shit, you need to face your issues and stop playing with yourself and really come down to your real problem. So that's just in my opinion, but I'm with the Twitter ban because he's just a bad influence and he helped organize and inspire these people to go and do some shit against the country. Like it's the motherfucking Civil War or some shit,
Exactly. He's igniting hate. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely not what we want here in 2021. We should be past this.
And then I believe Facebook banned Farrakhan for life. And no one has anything to say about it. A lot of people probably don't even know.
More so, it's not being publicized.
Mm-hmm. So... there is no issue there, but then people got something to say about Trump. What people will say about Louis Farrakhan? They're like, it's a private company. They can do whatever they want, right? So I don't see no damn difference with that situation.
The rules should apply either way. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so can you think of any, recent...
What about the crazy girl who put Gorilla Glue in her hair?
I got something to say about that.
What the heck?
I got something to say about that. I had something to say about that. Y'all gonna have to listen to my Speak Your Mind segment. But just to touch on that, yeah, that was just crazy, man. And this child been using it from what I read for a month. Like, what in the hell? So...
Well, good thing hair grows back. Mm-hmm. Slowly but surely.
Yeah. So, yeah, that got a lot of responses or whatever, but that probably got more responses than the football player who beat the crap out of his girlfriend and he's pleading not guilty and
she's bruised pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, and he didn't give a damn. And he was like, oh, you're still alive or whatever he said to her. And she was like, oh, wow, really? And I'm thinking like, hell, you can beat the shit out of her, but hell, you could barely make a football team, so you couldn't. And that's a pretty big guy, so
it's pretty sad. Domestic violence is never the answer.
Yeah, it's
and speaking of football,
cowardly.
Speaking of football, What about the Super Bowl?
You know, I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I was at work.
Well, I mean, was it really a Super Bowl?
I didn't watch it.
What was the score? 9-40?
30-something. 9, I think.
Something of the nature.
Well, you know, Brady won another one, and there's a lot of people speculating that, the refs made a lot of calls against the Chiefs. And,
oh, so of course there's always going to be, you know, speculations. But it seems that, hey, he won yet another ring. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, I don't look at it like that. But, you know, when it comes to Brady, there's always cheating involved with it. And people, and like you say, oh, there's always going to be speculation. But it's a pattern with him, you know, with cheating, or, you know, maybe even bending the rules, which is still cheating. But he's been involved in a number of cheating scandals. They got Spygate, Deflategate. Actually, they got two Spygates, and he has a Deflategate. So that's at least three cheating scandals that he's been involved in. And, you know, that's unusual, you know, because, and then also, at least two of them were proven, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had proof of it, and, you know, and they got them, and the NFL penalized them for it. I think the NFL penalized them for the Deflategate as well.
That's really bad.
So, but it doesn't matter. It's Tom Brady. So, you know, people are going to just go along with it and brush, you know, all the stuff off, whatever. Like, oh, he's the greatest. But for me personally, it's hard to fully validate him, because he's been involved in those, you know, in cheat. So,
and it's unfortunate that his brand hasn't been tarnished, but yet people like, what, Keyshawn Johnson? What was his name? The dog guy?
Oh, Michael Vick.
Please excuse me. Mm-hmm. Michael Vick, who went through all of those charges over dogs. It wasn't even on a football field. So it's definitely bias in all areas of our society. It's really unfortunate. But hey, he got his ring, right?
Yeah, and you got, he beat some really good guys to retain it, whatever. He beat Breeze, and I don't think of Breeze the same anymore, you know. Great football player, but he showed his true colors about how he feels about BLM, and want to try and relate it to, the flag or the national anthem to the military. I don't know what the hell they have to do with any damn thing.
No, they do not.
You know, the song was written, and, you know, it was racially motivated song in the beginning, and, you know, when they first wrote it, people literally took those lyrics out, and we still going around singing it. So, and, you know, Breeze obviously ain't got nothing to say about that.
Well, maybe he doesn't know his history.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he knows that, because I'm pretty sure he heard it before. He just brushed it off.
Like, well, there's, it's
nothing. Well, listen.
Well, there may be.
I can see phoniness, you know, when I see it. Like I say, people, they don't really tell you how they feel. You know, how about, you know, you got people who are married, you know, and have kids and all that, and then the wife or the husband will find out that they're racist. So it's like, well, wait a minute, you gonna marry, you gonna have kids with me, and then your ass is right? Because, you need to stop being a punk, and you really need to fix your problem. Don't hold that shit in. This shit is crazy.
Everyone is not honest with themselves. We have to learn to be.
It's hurting the country. That racism charge that you got motherfuckers trying to take over the goddamn Capitol because it was racially charged. This is a problem that people don't want to face. I can't stress that enough. You know, we had me and Coco had a conversation about Bernie Sanders. How I feel that Bernie Sanders don't mind everyone, possibly every possible American citizen, living well. You got people who got a problem with everyone living well.
It's really sad, because it's enough money to go around in this country. We freaking burn it, for God's sake.
We burn it, and that's that, and then go on to the next, right? So, and then people get to judging, right? You know, like people are like, oh, I don't like freeloaders. Hey, there's freeloaders on both ends of the spectrum. It's just that one is glorified and then one is scrutinized. So the ones that are glorified are guys like Trump. Trump has never worked a hard day in his life. He's a little spoiled little punk who's never worked hard for anything that he has gotten. No, I don't consider somebody making negotiations at a goddamn fucking office meeting hard work. No, that's not. And you got people that bust their ass and they don't get shit for it. And then you're like, oh, well, you got to be smart. Well, again, Trump is, as we know, not very bright. And he was born rich, but he has like fucking like 50 bankruptcies. So it's like, no, he's not the brightest guy either. So
no, he is not.
He's just very fortunate that he was born in a position that he was born in. So again, you got your rich freeloaders, and then you got your not so rich freeloaders. So that's what we have here. So, but I don't know if I can think of any of the current events, but that's pretty much all I can think of.
Yeah, for this moment in time, yeah. It's plenty of other crazy stories each and every week.
Hey, man, yeah, we just gotta just do the best we can do, and you know, people preach unity, and that's not gonna happen, man. I think that's just probably just how humans behave, man. When we don't have any choices, that's when we unify. You know what I'm saying? If there was a damn alien invasion, everybody would be helping everybody out then all of a sudden.
We'd be all best friends.
Uh-huh.
Then.
But then after that, oh, it's back to everybody being selfish and all that again. It's kind of like prison too, you know, where, you know, you're in prison and you got to survive. So you got people that may unite a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? And they got their little groups and gangs and all that or whatever. And it's divided in race. Divided by race. So you got these guys, and you know, they grouping together and they're unifying. Why? Because they have to, not because it's, you know, something cool to do. And nah, they feel that they have to.
It's called survival of the fittest. And when you're put in a situation to where you have to do something, it seems like it gets done a lot faster. Just saying.
So, hey, that's what we have for you guys today. Current events. Hey, always remember to speak your mind, y'all. Freedom of mind.